And the part that bends in the middle of the leg.
Knee.
Yeah. No, I've just been saying. And the front.
And the ankle bends too down there.
Okay, fine. I was coming to that. And the front part of the leg below the knee.
Shin.
And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
And everybody walks on two
feet.
Now, see, I was supposed to have a diagram, which I don't have, so I'll just have to describe these things. Let's see. If it's 4:45, let's say, if that's the time it is, what's another way you could say that with reference to 5 o'clock?
Would be a quarter to.
Okay.
So 5.
What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? He puts a board maybe between two of these things. I'm not sure exactly how carpenters do this, but it's maybe I can draw you a picture.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I...
It's all A-shaped, and it's got a board across, I mean, it's got four legs and a board across.
Workhorse or a bench, work. What is a workhorse is what?
Okay. Well, now, what about...
Now, they may have, I think they have another name that they speak of it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, workhorse is fine. Mm-hmm. What about a support that you can put a piece of firewood in to saw it? It's sort of X-shaped. It's got two X's.
Yeah, I know it, but I'm glad I don't know what they call that now.
Okay, well, let me see if any of these are familiar to you. Let's see, a buck, a fork, a horse, a jack, a rack.
A rack, I'd call it a wood rack.
Wood rack, okay, good.
A rack.
Oops, I'm trying the wrong thing. What do you call something that has wheels, four wheels and a handle and a hood, and you put a baby in it?
Carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you could say you were going to, what, the baby?
Push.
Would you ever say, ride the baby? You're going to ride the baby?
Well, you could, but I'd say, I'm going to put, well, take it for a ride.
Okay. what do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across the field instead of going around it? You might say he went...
Catagoranging or catagodling.
Okay, fine. Catagodling, now that's a new one. We've got antigodling, but not catagodling.
Well, I've heard it. They might have used it for the term of Andy.
Well, now, what was the other one you said? Category?
Catacornado.
And you said another one that was interesting to me. Catagoranging? Is that what you said?
Well, maybe so. But the catagoggling and catacornered,
okay.
I think that. I believe those were the two terms I thought of.
Okay. Now, if you were describing... the relationship, let's say, between...
Or maybe I said diagonal here, didn't I?
Okay. If you were talking about the placement of two houses in relation to each other, and let's... I guess I better draw another one of my wonderful pictures. If, let's say, that two roads... This is just... Well, the two roads crossing like this. Mm-hmm. And one house is here. And one house is over here. You'd say the two houses are what? From each other. Would you use catty-cornered to refer to this?
Yeah, I think I would, catty-cornered.
Okay.
I don't believe I've ever described them like that, though. I'd say the one's on this corner and one's over here on this corner.
Okay. Now, this is all of the short questions, but if you have a few minutes, I'd be very interested to
have sure. I'll take the time.
Talk some more.
Yeah. We ought to have a cup of coffee and something to eat. What time is it? Do you have it?
It's about 10 after 12, about 5:10.
Well,
I'd love to have a cup of coffee.
Well, let me fix us some coffee.
We'll just have that conversation.
And I got in and the children met me as I got out of the car, and I hadn't even gotten the house unlocked, and I asked them to come back, and they came back, though.
Yeah, you had to do it. Mm-hmm.